Fitton, Judicial Watch moves to question top Obama-Clinton officials about Benghazi, Clinton emails. By Tom Fitton on January 25, 2019. The Departments of State and Justice will not investigate themselves, we now know. And of course we can't expect any more efforts in the House of Representatives to get to the bottom of Hillary Clinton's fraudulent behavior in high office. But Judicial Watch and some courts won't be intimidated from asking tough questions. Judicial Watch has submitted a court-ordered discovery plan for the depositions of several top former government officials involved in the Clinton email scandal, including Obama administration senior officials Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, Jacob Sullivan, and FBI official E.W. Priestap. In it we say that Judicial Watch intends to update the court regarding the depositions of Hillary Clinton and Cheryl Mills at the conclusion of the 16-week discovery period, unless the court believes such notice is not necessary. The plan for discovery is the latest development in the July 2014 FOIA lawsuit Judicial Watch filed after the U.S. Department of State failed to respond to our May 13, 2014 FOIA request, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of State, No. 1:14-CV01242. We were seeking copies of any updates and or talking points given to Ambassador Rice by the White House or any federal agency concerning, regarding, or related to the September 11, 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Any and all records or communications concerning, regarding, or relating to talking points or updates on the Benghazi attack given to Ambassador Rice by the White House or any federal agency. This lawsuit led directly to the disclosure of the Clinton email system in 2015. Judicial Watch's discovery plan is a response to a December 6, 2018, ruling by Judge Royce C. Lamberth ordering the State Department and Department of Justice to join them in submitting discovery in three distinct areas. A. Whether Secretary Clinton's use of a private email server was intended to stymie FOIA. B. Whether the State Department's intent to settle the case in late 2014 and early 2015 amounted to bad faith. C. Whether the State Department has adequately searched for records responsive to our request. In his ruling, Lamberth called Clinton's use of the private email server one of the gravest modern offenses to government transparency. Judicial Watch is seeking the depositions of former UN Ambassador Susan Rice and former White House Deputy Strategic Communications Advisor Ben Rhodes about the creation and dissemination of the infamous Benghazi talking points because no one other than these individuals know better who they were communicating with and where records might be located. Jacob Sullivan, Senior Advisor and Deputy Chief of Staff throughout Secretary Clinton's tenure. Clarence Finney, Deputy Director, Executive Secretariat Staff. The Principal Advisor and Records Management Expert in the Office of the Secretary who was responsible for control of all correspondence and records for Clinton and other State Department officials. Finney is also among the State Department officials in the emails discussing the processing of the CRU FOIA request and other requests concerning the former Secretary's email account. Jonathan Wasser, who worked for Finney and who actually conducted searches for records in response to FOIA requests. FBI Assistant Director for Counterintelligence E.W. Priestap, who supervised the Clinton email investigation. Priestap has not explained the nature or extent of the FBI's efforts, such as who the FBI attempted to contact, who the FBI actually talked to, who the FBI requested records from, who actually provided records, and whether the FBI believes those that they requested records from actually returned all of the requested records. Justin Cooper, employee of President Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. Cooper created and managed the ClintonEmail.com server. His testimony to Congress also appears to contradict portions of testimony provided by former Clinton aide Huma Abedin. Eric Boswell, Assistant Secretary for Diplomatic Security. On March 6, 2009, Boswell wrote in an information memo to Cheryl Mills that he cannot stress too strongly that any unclassified BlackBerry is highly vulnerable in any setting to remotely and covertly monitoring conversations, retrieving email, and exploiting calendars. A March 11, 2009 email states that, in a management meeting with the assistant secretaries, Secretary Clinton approached Boswell and mentioned she had read the email and that she got it. Heather Samuelson, Senior Advisor and White House Liaison. Until her tenure at the State Department ended in March 2013, Samuelson was tasked with tracking the FOIA requests served by CRU. Samuelson subsequently served as one of Secretary Clinton's personal attorneys and, in 2014, reviewed the ClintonEmail.com account to identify federal records. The records returned by Clinton in December 2014 were records identified by Samuelson. Incredibly, Justice Department attorneys admit in a filing opposing Judicial Watch's limited discovery that counsel for state contacted the counsel of some third parties that plaintiff originally included in its draft discovery proposal to obtain their client's position on being deposed. This collusion occurred despite criticism from the court that the DOJ engaged in chicanery to cover up misconduct and that career employees in the state and Justice Departments may have colluded to scuttle public scrutiny of Clinton, skirt FOIA, and hoodwink this court. Judicial Watch countered that the government's proposal, which is really nothing more than an opposition to Judicial Watch's plan, demonstrates that it continues to reject any impropriety on its part and that it seeks to block any meaningful inquiry into its outrageous misconduct. President Trump, frankly, should demand to know why his state and Justice Departments are colluding with Clinton allies and trying to protect Hillary Clinton and themselves from court-ordered questions on the Clinton email scandal. But a federal court wants answers, and their discovery plan is a key step to uncovering whether and how Hillary Clinton email misconduct stymied the Freedom of Information Act.